This is April 6, 1973, interviewing with John Laurent. And the first thing is perhaps you could talk about something of your childhood.
Well, I was born in Brooklyn, New York, and we spent our winters there, and I went to school in New York, Brooklyn Friends School, and always our summers, we had a summer home not too many miles from here in Agunquit, my father's farm. And we always looked forward, we couldn't wait for the time when we would come to Agunquit. I remember it was a very, very exciting time, and I can remember far back we used to take the Boston boat from New York, which was an overnight trip, and we'd arrive in Boston the next morning, and there would be a car waiting for us, and it would be almost a full day drive from Boston up to Agunquit. That goes back a good many years. But the anticipation of spring and coming to Maine was always, everybody in the family just couldn't wait for the time. We loved it, and I suppose, I know that's why I always thought that I would want to settle in this part of the United States.
Brooklyn wasn't home, really?
Well, it was winter home. We had a large four-story brownstone house on Brooklyn Heights that my father inherited from Hamilton Easterfield, and that was converted into studio apartments. Each floor had a studio apartment, and for the most part they were rented to practicing artists. I know that Yas Kuniyoshi spent many years in the downstairs apartment, and many other artists came in.
They were around you then.
Oh yes, we were. I imagine Brooklyn Heights, and sort of a center of practically every artist of any note would come to the house. I know that my father had sketch classes, and they would congregate in a studio, and they would bowl on Saturday afternoons. Kuniyoshi, Emil Gonzo, Jules Paskin had a studio in the house next to ours, which my father owned also. Lived there for many years. Stefan Hirsch, Marsden Hartley, I think, spent some time in one of the studios. All kinds of artists that congregated there. They had bull session discussions, and they even had sketch classes when I was a kid, once a week, I think. And they would auction off their drawings after they sketched. Walt Kuhn, of course, was there. And
they'd auction them off among themselves, or? The public would be invited in.
Oh no! This was strictly an artist thing. Families might come once in a while.
Did you know Hamilton Easterfield at all?
No, he died. You see, when I was, I guess, about 2 years old, so I never knew him.
What was he like? You must have heard from your father.
Well, I guess he was a very, very knowledgeable man. He had a very, very keen eye. He was a fine historian. I don't think that he was a great artist. He was a very competent artist. He was a very good teacher, I'm told. And of course, he was an ardent collector. When he died, my father was left with all kinds of paintings and sculpture and prints, and a great deal of property. And Field was in great debt when he died, and my father had to have several auctions, I guess, to pay the estate taxes. But all of the land in Agunquit was left to my father. Field bought that when actually Agunquit was really, or rather Perkins Cove,